Welcome back to this week's episode of the Sensory Reformed Podcast. Pastor Zach Wise here with you. And we are finishing this week our series in the practice of Christian hospitality. And I'm going to close this off with a nine summary practical tips for this Christian practice. And I'm driving these from many of the observations we've made so far, both biblically and practically, historically, and so forth. So let's begin with our first tip. One is the first one is to re-examine your expectations. When I say re-examine your expectations, I think you need to revisit expectations for yourself and also for your guests. For yourself, we oftentimes have been shaped to seek to impress people who are coming over to our homes. Again, that kind of Martha Stewart approach and the hospitality industry approach. But that is not biblical hospitality. The biblical teaching and also the example of Christian forefathers and foremothers is to die to yourself. We're not seeking to impress and to be impressive, but rather we're seeking to love and to care for those who come into our homes and to do so with simplicity. The expectations of your guests might also need to change. We need to be mindful that we have different cultural backgrounds than many people who will come into our homes. And these different cultural backgrounds means that we will have a different set of cultural expectations. For example, how the guest will behave and interact. And so we need to be patient with others. We need to be quick to distinguish what is a cultural preference from what is biblically necessary. And if this becomes much more doable for us all, if we adopt the perspective that we are receiving Christ into our home, rather than just receiving somebody whom we might view as being something of a problem or an inconvenience, but rather if we change our expectations for people and we view them as God views them, then we begin to we're more able to be patient and to bear with differences. So our first practical tip is to re-examine your expectations, again, for yourself or for your guests. Our second practical tip is to think about time, thinking about time with your schedule and with planning. I would suggest that busyness is perhaps the greatest enemy of hospitality. We shape our lives and we put oftentimes too much into our schedules and into our lives. We're rushing here, there, and everywhere. And when that happens, there really is little space to show hospitality. But we are the ones who make choices about our pace of life. We are the ones who establish our own schedules. And so if every night is booked, well, then maybe we need to unclutter our calendar. If time even with our immediate family is rare, well, then again, we need to re-examine our schedule and make different plans in order that not only do we have time to spend with our immediate family, but doing that also allows us to spend time with the stranger and to show hospitality. So my second practical tip is to revisit your schedule and planning and make time for hospitality. Third, a matter of money. When we think about many things in our lives, like vacations or entertainment or even tithing, we oftentimes budget for those matters. We think about setting aside some money each year to accomplish those things or each month, but we should value hospitality, and one way of valuing hospitality, this practice, is to budget for it. It will cost money. You'll be feeding more people. You'll be caring for more people. But this is what we are called to do, is to sacrifice. And as Christ teaches, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If we budget for it, we're much more likely to undertake the practice. Our fourth tip is with respect to food. I would encourage you to develop a list of meals that you are adept at making and to be good at those meals. These meals should not be extravagant, but simple. They should be crowd pleasers, something that most people like to eat. They should be things that are not extravagant in terms of the effort it requires of you either. When I was in seminary, there was a rotation of hospitality at Oceanside United Reformed Church, which I was a member of at the time. And each Sunday, one of the officers of the church, an elder, deacon, the pastor, would invite people into their homes, and they would have meals for them and go on rotation. So one week would be at Pastor Danny's house, another week would be at a deacon's house or an elder's house, and so forth. It would just go around in a predictable cycle. And we always knew exactly what the menu would be in each of those homes. But it was never a problem. We looked forward to it, and it was something that we connected with that family. I can still think of who served what this day. They were simple meals. They were not extravagant. And those families knew that they could make those and pull those meals off quickly and throw it together, sometimes making it in advance, sometimes making it in a moment. But these were meals that they knew how to do, and they could take care of it. So some of these meals that you should be thinking about on your list, some of them you should be able to make in advance. That way you can reheat it when your guests arrive, and then you can spend time with your guests rather than being consumed in the kitchen. Perhaps you have one on your meal list, a meal that you can make in a minute, very quick. And maybe you have a stash of ingredients in your pantry that you can grab off the shelf. Maybe a certain section of your pantry is devoted to this one quick meal that you can make. All the ingredients are there, ready to go, and you can throw it together quickly because you didn't expect to have people over, but you have a plan in place. You have a list of meals in place, things that, again, you can make in advance. Maybe there are a couple, two or three there, and perhaps one that you can throw together in just a few minutes, and it's very easy to do for those unexpected opportunities of hospitality. So our fourth tip is to develop a list of meals. Fifth, the question is this: have you made space for hospitality? Have you made space? And do you have supplies for it? Not meals right now and ingredients, but other supplies. So for example, if you are going to show hospitality, you have to ask the practical questions. Do I have enough chairs? Do I have enough space at the table? Do we have enough silverware or glasses? We have had people in our lives who only ever had enough plates and cutlery for their own family. And if that's the case in your house, then how are you going to welcome people at your table? Furthermore, you might think about, do you have space to accommodate people to sleep? So again, back to that idea of having a spare bedroom that is Christ's bedroom. That will require you to have extra linens, perhaps also toiletries. One way that you can be prepared in this respect is whenever you go to a hotel, just grab the extra shampoo and conditioner and things like that, stick it in your toiletries bag, and boom, you've got stuff for people who might be staying the night at your house. If you have young children, well, then perhaps you need to figure out where toys are allowed and where they're not allowed. That way you have an ease of cleanup. If toys can go everywhere in your house, then that makes it quite difficult to have people over. You might also need to have kids share a bedroom, nor that you have a guest bedroom. Or maybe you have a plan where a child is accustomed to sharing a bedroom with you or with other kids if their bedroom is needed. If you are a single person, it might be the case where you need to live in a shared home to show hospitality. But these are things in terms of space and supplies for hospitality, our fifth tip that we need to consider. Six, make a concrete list of people, of your guests. Plan for this. You have to plan. A list might include people from your church family. It should also include your actual next door neighbors. It should include others that you might have an existing relationship with. But if you don't make a concrete plan of people, well, then all these other things just simply won't come to fruition, all the other plans you're making. You need to have people in your mind. You need to have a plan in place. Hospitality doesn't just happen. You have to plan for it. So our sixth tip, make a concrete plan in terms of the guests that you'll have. Seven, treat those guests like family. Treat them like family. You want to empower your guests not only to receive, but also to serve. It's better to give than to receive, of course. And so as you encourage them to be part of the meal and part of the evening and part of your family, you're actually affirming their value. People struggle at times to have just a handout given to them. They enjoy being part of the process and to contribute to a common goal. So invite them to help with the food prep if there's still more food prep to do. Invite them to help wash the dishes. Invite them to collect the trash, or maybe even hold a baby. When the line is blurred between your family and your guest, well, that helps the guest to feel more like your family. And so treat them like it, our seventh tip. Eighth, undertake devotions. Hopefully you ordinarily have devotions in your home, perhaps around the dinner table. And so if you are ordinarily doing that, continue to do that when your guests are over. That gives opportunity for them to have spiritual conversation with you. It enables you to explain to them why you do what you do and invite them to your table. It's not that your devotion is that all about hospitality and explain to them from the Bible why you're doing that, but they should infer from your reading of Scripture and the way that Scripture teaches about loving your neighbor that that is why you are doing what you're doing, inviting them into your home. As you pray, as you read Scripture, perhaps even sing, well, then people are invited into open dialogue about Christ and his claims upon their lives. So our eighth tip, employ regular devotions. Ninth, set clear boundaries. And this is an important one. You need boundaries for yourselves and also for your guests. One thing that Rosaria Butterfield points out, a tip that she gives in this respect, is that hospitality should not be faster than the slowest member of your family. Burnout helps nobody. It could lead to somebody being begrudging hospitality instead of being grateful to receive someone into their homes. Furthermore, as you have boundaries for yourselves, you also ensure that there is safety for people who are children, and safety for those who might be vulnerable in your home. So boundaries are necessary in the speed of things and in the safety of the overall practice. So set clear boundaries for yourselves, but also set boundaries for your guests. And this is especially the case in terms of those who are staying overnight. Their safety is important, not just your own. They are in a new place with new people. And so it's important that boundaries are established for yourselves and also for your guests, and that those things are enforced and upheld. So our ninth tip, set clear boundaries. And actually, I do have a tenth. I think I mentioned I only had nine earlier, but a tenth is this. You should regularly review all of these things and review your practice of hospitality, asking the question, what in our lives might be hindering hospitality and how can we improve upon it? We understand that all Christian practices are never perfect in this life. We need to constantly repent. We need to revise. We need to be re-energized in these practices. We need to come back to the fact that central to fulfilling the command of loving one another is hospitality. And this is necessary and not optional. So tenth and finally, review this practice of Christian hospitality in your home. Review all the tips I've spoken of. Let me refresh you on those. Number one, re-examine your expectations for yourself, for your guests. Two, analyze your time commitments. Make this something that's in your schedule. Plan for it. Three, put this in your plan for it with respect to money. Four, plan with respect to meals. Five, plan with respect to space and other supplies. Six, plan with respect to guests. Seven, treat your guests like family. Eight, employ devotions. Nine, set clear boundaries. And 10, regularly review. Well, I hope this overall series on the practice of Christian hospitality has been helpful to you and thought-provoking to you. You can find our other episodes of the Cincy Reformed podcast at cincyreformed.org. Again, this is Zach Wise with you. And we've brought this series to a close, and I believe that next week, Pastor Brandon will begin a series of his own. And so you can check out his church plants, Christ Reformed Church of Northern Kentucky, and check out the church that I serve, Ascension Reformed Church of Cincinnati, Ohio. We thank you for giving us some of your time, and we hope this has been a blessing to you. Thanks, and have a great day. Bye-bye.